From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committed to observing the cessation of hostilities. The truce brokered by the United States and Russia at the UN took effect at midnight Damascus time. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
It is true that our actions alone will not determine whether or not the cessation of hostilities holds. Even if we all act in good faith, other parties have the power to sabotage the cessation by their actions. Yet it is also true that the failure by any one of our nations to live up to our part of the deal could also result in the failure of the cessation.
Power also said the truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terror groups. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide blast today killed at least 13 people, wounded 40 others. Happened in the eastern region, a border area near Pakistan. An anti-Taliban local militia commander is among those killed in the explosion. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in reformist and modern conservatives, allowing President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. At least 12 people were killed, more than 30 others were wounded in two powerful explosions and gunfire in the Somali capital. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility for the attack, and officials are saying the dead include security forces and civilians. Militants have links to Al-Qaeda and have carried out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News.